I have dear friends from Calgary, Alberta. Tom Linscog and his family used to come to a hockey tournament in Northern California where Tommy and I teamed up to play. If some of you listeners dream about becoming an entrepreneur, you can take a lot of inspiration from Tommy's daughter, Erin. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
It's a granola and jam company called Oni. I didn't expect it to become a business, so my sisters just said, you got to call it something, and they call me Oni, so I decided to go with that. When COVID hit, I was off for about 2 years, and after about a week of sitting at home, I was going through a bit of a heartbreak and then just isolating. So I just started doing something, and I had a cupboard full of oats and Scandinavian flavor that I wanted to try to create. And I just started making granola, and I was only giving it to my sisters, my parents, my dad, he'll eat anything. But I started advertising it on Instagram. Before I knew it, I was getting about 60 orders a week, and I had my oven going about 12 hours a day. It was pretty wild.
Instagram is international. So does somebody in Denmark call and say, "Ooh, I'd love some jam. Can you send it to me?"
At the time, it was only Calgary because everything was a standstill. My margins were already terrible enough driving my F-150 to deliver all over Calgary. I wasn't doing any shipping to Denmark. But yeah, it became busier than I had expected. And after about 5 months of doing it that way, I decided to rent a commercial space and get a bit more serious about it. For a long time, I've wanted to do a business. I went to pastry school in my 20s, and I got into a bunch of local stores and started out small with cafes and boutique markets.
Next stop, a grocery chain. Produced by the Ag Information Network.